5 past 12 and you are listening to Winners on RSN 927. I'm Jason Bonington, filling in for a month for Nadia Horn, and we're about to speak to Rob Nicholson. We've got a lot to get through here from Caulfield Trackwork, Nico.
Yes, we certainly do, Bonners. Welcome aboard. And we had some good horses going around this morning, and hopefully we can find a winner or two from Trackwork this morning.
All right, let's go stable by stable. We'll kick off with Robert Smurden, who had a few runners go around who will line up at Flemington on Saturday.
They certainly will. Under oath, the last start winners had a nice freshen up, and it went around over 1,000 metres this morning in evens and got home the last 400 in 24.5. It looks to be in very good order, and the freshen up certainly paid dividends. It looks to be in great condition. I'd expect it to run very well in the Super Vobis 2-year-old handicap over the 1,400 metres. Gouges is another one that is going to line up. It's going around in the Super Vobis 3-year-old handicap over the 1,100. It just had a short gallop over 600 metres. It was a fairly impressive one, running the distance in 35.5 for the 600, and I'd expect a much better performance this time around from its last start. And obviously the last start winner, Ability, was very, very impressive, winning at Moonee Valley. It'll go around on Saturday in the handicap over 1,100 metres. Went 800 evens this morning and really quickened up the last 400 to run home in a strong time of 23.5. Looks in great order and looks to have come on again since its win last start. So Robert's got three very strong contenders for the weekend, and I believe he's over there in France and England looking over the Royal Ascot meeting coming up this week as well. So he's certainly a very busy man, Robert.
Half his luck, eh? Half his luck. Mick Price had an even bigger team, really big team, go around this morning. One name that stands out to me there is Lankan Rupee, but take us through all of his runners.
Yes, Lankan Rupee did work this morning as a running partner for Epic Moment. Epic Moment's nominated to run in the Super Vobis 3-year-old handicap over the 1,100, but is also a nomination for Friday, so yet to decide where he'll go just yet. But they worked 800 metres together in 53.84 and got home the last 400 in a pretty good time of 25.5. They were very comfortable. It was almost slow motion for Lankan Rupee, being the former world's highest rated sprinter. So he's just ticking along nicely as he builds up his fitness base for the spring campaign and looking towards running in the Everest up there in Sydney. But Epic Moment worked quite well in conjunction with him. Aside from them, Royal Disguise, who'll contest the 2-year-old Vobis handicap over the 1,400 metres. It worked very impressively this morning with stablemate Zoo York. They went 1,000 in a minute 5.96, home the last 400 in a really good time of 23.62 on the steeplegrass. I'd expect Royal Disguise to be a much improved gallop after its start, when it didn't quite get much luck last start, so hopefully it'll run well. Summer Glen's nominated to run in the same race as Epic Moment. It worked 1,000 metres in evens this morning, but is also nominated to run on Thursday. So just looking quite nice, but a decision will be made later today on Summer Glen. Mighty Like worked very well over 1,200 metres with Chapel Road, the last 1,000 in a minute 6.24, and got home the last 400 in 24.33. Mighty Like's resuming and looks to be in pretty good condition, Jace. Aside from them, Princess of Queens and Duke of Brunswick both had jump outs for Mick, and both look pretty good. Princess of Queens a little more forward than Duke of Brunswick, but I'd expect both of them to be running fairly shortly. Princess of Queens hopefully in the next 10 days to 2 weeks, hopefully.
They didn't necessarily do any track work at Caulfield, but Turian Mars team also on the move, and Pemberley likely to start in the Group 3 Tats Cup at Doomben. What have you got from us from his camp?
Yeah, Kieran was very pleased. The report came back this morning that he worked over 1,000 metres and got home the last 400 in 23 seconds flat. It was a terrific run last start up there in the Doomben in the Brisbane Cup, and ran on for third and wasn't too far away, so pretty similar field. The horses driving up there in Queensland, and I'd expect Pembley to be a big contender in the Tats Cup at Group 3 level. Aside from them, Duke of Ellington just did some work on the treadmill and is a possibility of running on Saturday at Flemington. It'll probably go in the benchmark 78 over the 2,000 metres, while Schism worked down at Warrnambool, who was been in pretty good form and running reasonably well for the stable. So they're the three likely runners for Kieran, not too many in Victoria, and his main chance being Pembley up there in Brisbane on the weekend.
John Sadler thinking twice about backing Magic Miller up, and who's going to decide a little bit later in the week on the path for Typhoon Jolly.
Yes, Magic Miller was a terrific run on last Saturday at Moonee Valley. Nearly took the chocolates at $151, so he might have had a place bet and gone on a little bit of a break, Johnny, but half his luck. And Typhoon Jolly worked well over 1,000 metres, pretty much in a minute 10 or even time, and it'll be a decision on how firm the track is where the Typhoon Jolly runs around. Nominated for both the Mayor's Handicap benchmark 90 level and the 1,400 metre handicap on Saturday. So that'll just be a decision on how firm the track is, whether they run Typhoon Jolie.
Henry Dwyer, Blake Redden's man, is dividing and conquering with a couple of his runners between Victoria and Sydney.
Yes, Passover and Chase the Horizon. Passover will likely run around in the benchmark 78 over the 2,000. While Chase the Horizon will head to Sydney to run in the Winter Dash up there at Randwick. So they both worked at 13th Beach this morning, and Henry was very pleased with the reports coming back. Chase the Horizon's been in outstanding form, and I'd expect it to be very competitive once again up there in Sydney.
Any hints or indication which way John Salanitri will go with Hard Call Nom for two races on Saturday at headquarters?
Just having a look at the form there, with Hard Call, he was a terrific run last start and worked over 1,000 metres this morning, home the last 852 and got home the last 400 in 23.85. I'd expect he's nominated for both the David Burke Provincial Plate and also the handicap over 1,400. Just on the work this morning, I would suggest that it'll probably go over the 1,400 handicap. Might be a little bit easier task.
Luke Oliver, Hot Ruby won a trial at Pakenham yesterday over 1,400 metres. Horse is going very well. Where does it go next?
It goes around on Saturday at Flemington to decide whether it's either the benchmark 78 over the 2,000, which looks to be an ideal distance for it, or the David Burke Provincial Plate over the 1,600. Either way, I think that the horse will give a great account of itself. Won by just under a length at Pakenham yesterday and ran a decent time of a minute 27 there. So aside from them, Colin Scott will run Recalculate in Sydney. Worked evens this morning over 800. Exumius went very well for Stuart Webb. Just went over 1,200 in evens, home the last 400 in 24.5. And Brendan McCarthy is looking to run Kakanui, who was a slashing finish last week at Sandown. And I'd expect it to run well. Again, it's third up after 3 years off, and it would be a great accomplishment if you could run a nice race on the weekend over the 1,000 metres in the handicap there. So aside from that, he also had Divine Mr. Arty have a jump out who will look towards maybe a winter championship run. So my best from the track work this morning, definitely Hard Call. I think Kakanui can run a nice race. Aside from that, Under Oath Ability and Royal Disguise. Look, there was three from the other trainers, Mick Price and Robert Smurden.
Cheers, Nico.
Thanks very much, Jase.